USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Special Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, is one of the first Trump administration officials testifying as part of the House impeachment inquiry. Volker's testimony on Thursday is taking place before three Democratic-led committees. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio with an update.
Nothing he has said supports the narrative you've been hearing from Mr. Schiff and the Democrats. Nothing.
Speaking in Florida, President Trump says his administration is making Medicare even better.
I made you a sacred pledge that I would strengthen, protect, and defend Medicare for all of our senior citizens. And you see it's under siege, but it's not going to happen.
The president also touted a new executive order aimed to bolster Medicare Advantage and says his administration is taking steps to protect vulnerable people and make health care more affordable. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The number of people filing for unemployment rose a bit last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes is in Washington.
First-time claims for jobless benefits hit around 219,000 last week, and that was up around 4,000 from the previous week's revised total. The biggest increases in claims were seen in Michigan, Kansas, and Missouri. The biggest declines in first-time claims were in New York, Georgia, and South Carolina.
National Transportation Safety Board officials are providing an update about their investigation into the World War II plane crash in Hartford, Connecticut. Speaking on Thursday, NTSB member Jennifer Homendy says they have requested inspection and maintenance records for the B-17 aircraft.
We are aware that the pilot radioed air traffic control and stated there was an issue with one of the engines. We identified that engine in the wreckage and we secured it for further examination.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Victims of the Las Vegas shooting are about to get at least $735 million. Their attorneys say that's what MGM Resorts has agreed to pay, but it could go up to $800 million. The settlement comes just as the city marked the two-year anniversary this week of the shooting. 85 people were killed and hundreds more were hurt when a gunman opened fire at a country music festival from his room at the Mandalay Bay. The National Retail Federation reports the U.S. economy continues to grow and consumer spending is still the primary engine behind the growth. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Matthew Shea of the National Retail Federation says consumers are in good financial shape and retailers expect a strong Christmas season.
We're forecasting that 2019 holiday retail sales are going to grow between 3.8% and 4.2% compared to 2018. That works out to something in the range of approximately $27 billion to $730 billion for the season.
The National Retail Federation also expects online and other non-store sales to increase between 11 to 14% this Christmas. That's up to $166.9 billion. With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Turning now to sports, NFL Week 5 kicks off tonight with the Seattle Seahawks hosting the Los Angeles Rams. That game begins at just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.